morning, everybody. I'm Devin Boker, and this is day one of 500 Days Happier. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of my job because it's cold outside and I don't feel like getting out yet. And I'm here way early. Before we get into my main topic of today, I just have to bring something up. It's a little thing, the first of 500, actually. Little thing number one. I thought I was out of chamomile sleepy time tea last night, and I found one more bag in my cabinet. That was nice. I also need to share three gratitudes. Okay, this is going to be tough. Want, not need. I really need to work on shifting my perspective. I don't need to share three gratitudes. I want to share three gratitudes. I am grateful for morning snuggles with my puppy while I watch shows under a blanket, sipping my coffee. I'm grateful I made the decision to cut back on caffeine earlier this year to deal with my anxiety because now coffee just hits different and I love it. I'm also grateful for the softer side of a throw blanket that never seems to get scratchy like the other side does. If you can't tell, I'm kind of in a wishing I was cozy mood this morning. All right. Anyone who knows anything about me knows that I will jump at any opportunity or make up any reason to make a good chart. I love charts. I love data, statistics, and taking complicated bits of the universe and turning them into something visually simplistic. The other day, I thought, why not do that with my life? After all, the worst case scenario is that it sends me into a spiraling existential crisis, but that's been my basic operating state for as long as I can remember. So I'm good. This is my life. Now, if you're listening to this, you don't see the visual. There is a link in the episode notes if you care to see the visual. It's just a bunch of charts, pie charts. I'm looking at one right now of my life. Shows about a third of it gone, two-thirds left. I broke it down in terms of hours. See, I decided to do the math to see how much I've lived and how much I hopefully have left. I took the average lifespan for someone like me, which is 75, calculated out the total number of hours. That's 75 times 365 times 24, gives you 657,000 hours, a whole life. I subtracted a rough calculation of how many I've lived so far in my 28 plus years, and I found that I've lived just about 37.5% of my life by this point. That's unsettling. But hey, I've got 62.5% left. For some, this information might be crippling. For me, it's motivating. It's time to cut the crap. But I didn't stop there. I decided to break down my hours even further. Each week has 168 hours. That's 24 hours per day times 7 days. I painstakingly tracked my actions for a couple of weeks to assemble this data, and this is what I found. I'm boring. I'm getting far more sleep than I used to because my 1.5-year-old finally decided that sleeping is acceptable. If you get the recommended 8 hours per night, that's 56 hours per week. If you're like many Americans who get about 5.5 hours of sleep a night, that number is 38.5. You might hear that if you're from that crowd and say, whoa, I save so much time. Maybe I could cut back a little more. As a recovering never sleeper who thought sleep was only for the weak, after all, why would you waste time that you could be proving you're worth something and being productive? I can tell you that's total BS. Sleep makes you more awake. Bottom line, good restful sleep makes you 10 times, which by the way, I pulled that out of my nether regions, 10 times more productive than when you justify a 3-hour night because you want to get a head start on clearing your to-dos. The to-dos that you would then be clearing with a groggy mind and stressed out body. If you're like me, you also work roughly 40 hours a week. I'm a high school science teacher, so while I could say 40, I'd be lying. I work way more than that. I also incorporated time getting myself and my kids ready. Work accounts for a minimum of 33.1% of my week. Right there, about two-thirds of my week have been consumed by sleep and work. So you could say about two-thirds of the remainder of my life will be consumed by the same. You know, consumed, that might actually be too negative of a word choice. Let's try again. I spend two-thirds of my week ensuring that I am well-rested and enriching myself professionally, spending time doing a job that I love. I find time to exercise, which I actually love doing, to work on things for me, like writing and podcasting. far more family time than I used to due to some intense reprioritization and a change in careers. And the rest is filled with the typical stuff. Although I have about 5% of my time dedicated to sulking. A very tiny, nearly invisible sliver is me making that chart. All in all, not bad. I've got room for improvement for sure. I'll say that considering the state of my mental health, I was nowhere near what I expected my chart to look like. My life feels, I don't know, worse? Putting it into a chart actually has helped me to realize that I'm doing pretty well with my time. Am I mentally present during all that? No way. That's a hard no. My mind is everywhere, always. I'm like Doctor Strange seeing 14,605,000 possible futures in Infinity War, but like, constantly. If I did a chart for how much time I spend in my head, it would be one solid color. My mind is a prison, and I'm hoping that the next 499 days change that. I sat and reflected for quite some time and made some adjustments to see what my ideal life chart would look like. As you can tell, if you're looking at it, I don't want for much. Just to be happy, present with the time I have, with only some minor adjustments in how I allocate it. But I also know that jumping straight to ideal as a goal is to set yourself up for failure. So I made a goal chart. I'm giving myself 3 weeks to make it happen. I'm going to revisit these at that point and see how I did, or if there's any adjustments to be made. Wish me luck. And you, have a good day.